Majestic Audio presents The Influence of a Father, How You Can Be the Role Model and Mentor Your Children Need, written and read by Tom Lane. I never knew the extent of God's love for me until I was 44 years old, one man told me recently. He didn't understand God's love because it had not been properly represented in his home or reflected in his relationship with his father. He is fortunate to have overcome this deficit so that a new cycle of blessing could be established in his family as he reveals God's love to his children. As a pastor, I've discovered that most people are not aware of how much of an influence their father's presence or absence has had on them, whether negative or positive. To be a successful father, one must have a pattern to follow, a model to copy. In order to be a successful father himself, a man must have been fathered successfully or must have another source from which to be trained. Sadly, our society offers very little solid resource in this area. For those seeking answers, there is an ominous black hole when it comes to instruction about fatherhood. The bookstores are packed with alternative methods seeking to fill the void of instruction. Unfortunately, many espouse various lifestyles that do not consider God. I am a father of four children, all of them now adults. My dad was a great dad, and he imparted to me fathering skills that I have applied to the parenting of my children. My parenting story is not a story of my kids went to hell and this is how I got them back. Mine is a story of faithfulness, God's faithfulness to me and my faithfulness to Him. I have sought to love God and serve Him with my whole heart and to influence my children to do the same. My purpose in this book is to tell how my father, grandfathers, and father-in-law have influenced my life and how I took their influence and coupled it with my love for God to train and prepare my children for life. As you listen to this CD, I will attempt to provide practical information and instruction geared toward men and designed to help men assume their role as an influential father to their children. My prayer is that through sharing my experiences and the principles I have learned, families will be strengthened and fathers will become effective in their God-ordained call to lead and influence their children. A boy needs a father to train him in godly character and responsibilities. He needs a role model to prepare him for his role as a father. Likewise, a girl needs guidance to know what to expect from her husband in his role as husband and father of her family. She needs to see the model first in her father. God's plan calls for children to be trained in the home and to pass their knowledge from generation to generation. In fact, over the last 6,000 years, God's plan has been available through His prophets and teachers, and His plan is still available to mankind as recorded in the Bible. The social ills we are experiencing have their roots in our failure as fathers. It is clear to me that a father's influence cannot be overestimated as it relates to forming character, transferring values, and leading his children into a dynamic personal relationship with God. My life is a testimony of the power of positive influence from a father. I am fortunate to have fond memories of my childhood. Simply stated, my dad was a great father. His presence was an influential factor in my development as a man. From his father, he learned and incorporated for himself the direction, discipline, and affirming attention necessary to provide the foundation for a stable home. Like his father had done for him, he demonstrated his love to me with hugs, consistent positive behavior, and words of affirmation. He knew that little eyes were watching. I am his product, and I have incorporated his model into my parenting philosophy, a philosophy that is anchored in the belief that children are a gift from God. What we model and transfer to our children through our behavior must be a reflection of God and His plans for our life and theirs. As such, we must approach fatherhood with the same diligence as the builders of the Empire State Building. We must lay a solid foundation. We must add bricks of truth and character consistently with utmost care and integrity. Most importantly, we must build as God, the master architect, intended. The cornerstone of my parenting philosophy is the principle of transference. Using this principle, I have set out to lead and influence my children, Todd, Lisa, Tyler, and Lindsay. Because of this principle, I have the full expectation that they will pass on to their children the values I have modeled and molded into them. This system of influence is the method God intended parents to use as they build and prepare the next generation. It is a system based on the principle of transference. The important truth represented in the principle of transference forms the hub that all other issues of parental influence revolve around. The principle of transference is the idea that we will transfer to our children the values and character demonstrated from our own life. In other words, our values must be modeled by our own behavior if we want them to transfer to our children. When we understand this principle, we realize that our actions are a much more influential tutor than the instruction of our words or the concepts we believe but do not practice. Through 23 years of pastoral counseling experience, I've come to understand that not everyone has as fond of memories of childhood as I do. Many suffer, even as adults, from a childhood filled with abandonment, violence, and abuse. Others suffer from neglect and hurt, the result of fathers who are distracted or disinterested. Many simply suffer from a lack of biblical training in the household. Tragically, this flow of hurt and dysfunction continues and multiplies from one generation to the next. Whatever your background, I want you to know that it's never too late to start. Or perhaps you are paralyzed by fear because you have little or no training for fatherhood. This is quite common. Fortunately, God specializes in rewarding latecomers. Jesus told a parable referring to God's system of reward for those who come to Him. "I wish to give to the last man the same as to you," was the statement of the owner of the vineyard to the workers in Jesus' parable. The vineyard owner enlisted workers to work later in the day and paid them the same as those who worked all day, even though they had not worked as long or as hard as the others. No doubt it is best to understand your role as a father before you have children. However, even if it is late in your parenting day, meaning your children are grown or almost grown, the good news is that you can still implement God's principles, and as you implement them, you make Him a partner in your effort. Even if your parenting story is not like mine, and you're looking for a way to call your children back from potentially tragic situations, the principles we discuss in this book will give you tools that will help. Regardless of your current situation, your efforts to learn and apply God's principles will produce good fruit and blessings for your children. God has given men the high calling of fatherhood, greater than any business or ministry accomplishment, with the power to accomplish more than Bill Gates' fortune, is the potential influence a father has to 1,000 generations. God's promises are real, His blessings are eternal. It is worth the effort to learn and apply God's principles to our own lives, so that through the principle of transference, we can become influential fathers to our children and to our children's children. In doing so, you can experience God's blessing in your family through multiple generations. Scripture is true when it states, "His loving kindness is better than life." I hope you will find much of value in this audiobook and be able to apply it to your life for the benefit of your family and your influence as a father. I am interested in knowing how this book has impacted your life. I can be reached at influenceofafather@gatewaypeople.com.